So they got two future second round picks for Fournier. But then
this is the Vucevic as the
Celtics.
Chain? Yeah.
I don't see how Fournier helps you.
He's not what they needed.
No. Not even remotely. They need Andre Drummond.
Yes. That would have been a perfect fit for the Boston Celtics, Andre Drummond.
I don't know,
Evan Fournier, he played 33 minutes last night. He got 0 points. Like, I just don't see, they don't need that. They already have Jaylen Brown. They have Marcus Smart. They have Jason Tatum. They have Kemba Walker. Like, they already have enough small players. They need the bigger players. Aaron Baines going to hold down the paint for you? Aaron Baines going to stop Joel Embiid in the paint? No.
Apparently.
Well, Aaron Baines plays for the Celtics, right?
Sure.
He plays for the Raptors.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
She does.
Who's the Celtics even have as a big
exactly.
man?
Exactly. It used to be Thesis, but they traded him.
Talk about a team that, like, 5 years ago, you looked at what they had in their assets, and you thought, holy shit, this team is going to be good. Like, they have
Robert Williams was the starting center yesterday.
Oh, my God. It's a joke, man. Aaron Baines is an upgrade from that.
And they got Luke Kornet. Who the fuck did he play for?
I don't know, man.
He's not terrible. But, yeah, from the Wizards from Bulls. Like, even when you look at the Celtics team last year, how dominant they were in the playoffs, like, in the season. And you just thought they were – and this year, I don't know what the fuck. They're just awful.
I personally think Brad Stevens is a very overrated coach. Good coach.
I always thought he's obviously overrated. Not
somebody that can create a team. Like, he does need those like, I don't know how to explain it. So I think he is more like overrated than anything. He's never really accomplished anything.
Yeah.
He's just had good teams that have gone.
Everyone was on his dick when he first came in and the Celtics made the playoffs. They were already that they could have had no coach and they would have gone to the fucking playoffs. Like, I don't understand why everyone was on his dick so hard.
Yeah, me neither. I was never a big fan of him.
I also hate the Celtics, so
I like the Celtics, but I think what they did from where they were in 4 years ago and how they, like, all the trades they made and they had all these good players and they're able to stockpile all these draft picks. And then they just fucked it up.
Yeah.
They suck now for what they were. What they had.
They're barely in the playoffs. The Eastern Division has just taken a fucking complete turn from what it had been in recent years.
It was weird too. At the beginning of the year, I was like, oh, the Eastern Conference actually looks pretty good. Like, for the first like 10-15 games. But then after those first 10-15 games, you have everything kind of stabilized and everybody gets everything figured out. And I look at this, I'm like, all right, well, Philadelphia, I don't see them going to the Eastern Conference. They're not taking off Brooklyn.
No.
Brooklyn's the only serious team coming out of the East this year. Everybody else is a mid-level team that just so happens to be in the Eastern Conference. Like, the fourth place team in the East is 23-22, and their name is the Charlotte Hornets.
But I mean, to be fair, I think like the East is going on an upswing because you have teams like the Hornets, Knicks, and Hawks who were not in conversation with playoffs past years, and now they're like middle of the pack. Like, and they've got young players, they're getting better, and they will be more competitive teams once they get, if they can bring in those free agent all-stars.
The Eastern Conference is definitely a more competitive conference. You know, you don't have that dominant team. You don't have those dominant four teams in the conference and everybody else is. In the East, you have everybody minus Brooklyn and Philly.
Yeah. You know? And minus the Cavs, Magic, and Pistons.
Yeah, because like if you just look here, Charlotte Hornets can fall out of the playoffs. They're in fourth. They can fall out of the playoffs if they lose three games.
And everybody the Raptors could go on a run and come back in the playoffs, even though they've won one game in March.
Okay, let's just take it down a level. Calm down. Let's
understand.
Be realistic here.
I don't understand what happened. The Raptors had a bad start. They started playing better, winning. Actually, a lot of people are saying COVID because I don't remember. I don't know if it was Fred VanVleet or Pascal Siakam said they lost 15 pounds when they had COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So it definitely affected them to a point where they're not playing very well. But that team is garbage now.
Yeah. I think it was Jason Tatum was talking about because he had COVID at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how it was like he still kind of feels like the lingering effects of like his cardio still isn't the same. And that's insane to think about that.
Yeah, like,
I mean, granted, this like a month ago I heard about this, so maybe now he's fine though. But like,
yeah,
I do accept the notion that, you know, this is definitely a harder season to play in than normal circumstances,
especially
if you play in Toronto and you're not actually like your home games are still away games.
Your home games are in Florida.
Yeah, so it's like I respect that. You know, I hate on the Raptors, but at the end of the day, they're in a really shitty position. Worse
than I mean, it's just a shitty situation for anyone. Like, you should have just got COVID last offseason, so you didn't have to deal with it during the season.
Now we're thinking, Tyler. We all should have just got COVID a year ago, and now we're all.
I mean, I've been okay with it if I got COVID since it's come out. Like I said, hey, I'll fucking get it. I don't give a shit. I haven't got it yet. This is bullshit.
Honestly, I'm surprised I haven't gotten it yet.
I'm not. I've known 3 people who've gotten it. That's it.
Really? That's about as many known I've known as well, too. Like
people that I actually know and talk to.
Yeah. I'm at a point now where I'm not really, like, scared of it. I mean, last few months, I haven't really been scared of it. I'll do whatever precautions I have to do to avoid it. But at the end of the day, sure. I'm not, like...
I couldn't care less. Anyways. That's fair. Heat get Victor Oladipo for Kelly Olynyk, Avery Bradley, and a 2022 pick swap.
I like it.
For the Heat?
The Heat.
The Rockets, I think they thought they were going to get a lot more for Oladipo, which I'm surprised they didn't, but he hasn't played that great there.
And when you think about it, for James Harden, they basically got Kelly Olynyk and Avery Bradley.
And a shit ton of picks.
True. But I don't know, man. I like the trade for the Heat. Obviously, the Rockets, better than nothing because Oladipo's going to walk, so they might as well get something for him.
Yeah.
I like it for the Heat. I don't necessarily know how well Oladipo will fit into their system. But Eric Spoelstra is a smart coach. I really like him, and I think he will be able to use him very well in the offense because that's what they need right now. They have a good defense.
Yeah.
You know, they're a grind-em-out team, and I think just having that extra offensive threat will definitely benefit them in crunch minutes, which will then be able to give them a few more wins, especially come playoffs as well, too.
I mean, hey, yeah, they made a run last year without him. Who says they can't make a run again? Like, I can't see him making a run, but even if they do – and they make a run to the championship again. Hey, who knows? I can't see a winning, but you never know.
And, like, granted, Kelly Olynyk is a big loss for them because he played a very good role for Heat. He knew his role, and he did it really well.
Yeah, for sure.
But in all honesty, though, like, I'm looking at the Eastern Conference right now, and, like, in my mind, the way it's kind of stacked up and what I saw from the Heat last year come playoff times, you know, they obviously thrive in the playoffs, I am going to say – that I see the Miami Heat as a bigger threat in the East come playoff time than Philadelphia and Milwaukee.
Yeah. Milwaukee, I don't even consider that much of a threat anymore.
I see them if they lose second round, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
You know, they've Giannis. That's it. They got worse this year.
Would not surprise me one bit, actually.
Shitty handling of their team, though.
Hey, I said at the beginning of the year, I think they got worse this year, and I've only been proven right so far.